Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Flipped: How Georgia Turned Purple and Broke the Monopoly on Republican Power is a political nonfiction book by Greg Bluestein, a longtime Georgia political reporter for the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. It examines how Georgia evolved from a reliably Republican state into one of the nation's most closely watched battlegrounds, especially around the 2020 election and its aftermath. The book focuses on the structural and political forces behind that change, including demographic growth in Metro Atlanta, shifting voter coalitions, and the organizing efforts that helped Democrats win statewide attention and narrow victories, rather than treating Georgia's transformation as a single election shock. Bluestein presents it as the result of years of political realignment, campaign strategy, and competing narratives about the state's identity. The book is aimed at readers who want a clear journalistic account of modern Southern politics and the forces reshaping partisan power in the United States. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, Georgia's shift from Republican stronghold to competitive battleground. A central argument of the book is that Georgia did not simply vote differently in one exceptional election. It underwent a broader political transition that made Republican dominance less secure. Bluestein traces how long-standing GOP advantages began to erode as more voters moved into the state, especially into the Atlanta metropolitan region, and as suburban politics became less predictably conservative. This matters because it shows political change as cumulative rather than abrupt. The state's competitiveness is presented as the product of population growth, changing demographics, and a steadily more engaged electorate rather than a single campaign tactic. By framing Georgia as purple instead of red or blue, the book emphasizes instability in assumptions that once defined Southern politics. Readers gain a useful model for understanding how regional realignment happens when migration, urban expansion, and partisan polarization combine over time. Secondly, the 2020 election as a turning point in state and national politics. Bluestein uses the 2020 presidential election and the Senate runoffs to show how Georgia became central to the national political story. Joe Biden's narrow win in the state and the victories of John Ossoff and Raphael Warnock demonstrated that statewide Democratic success was no longer hypothetical. The book treats these outcomes as more than isolated results. They reveal how close organizing, turnout, and message discipline can overcome a party's traditional advantages. This gives the book significance beyond Georgia because it illustrates how a state can move from peripheral status to national importance when electoral margins tighten. The aftermath of the 2020 election also exposed how contested and fragile political legitimacy had become, which adds another layer to Bluestein's account. The book is especially valuable for readers who want to understand why Georgia became the center of attention in debates over control of the Senate, the presidency, and the future direction of American politics. Thirdly, how organizing and candidate coalitions reshaped Democratic competitiveness. The book pays close attention to the people and organizations that made Democratic gains possible, including Stacey Abrams and the broader ecosystem of activists, campaign strategists, and candidates who invested in long-term change. Bluestein highlights how Democratic success depended not only on top-line candidates, but also on sustained voter registration and turnout efforts aimed at infrequent and newly eligible voters. This is an important theme because it shifts the explanation away from personality alone and toward coalition building. The book shows that Democrats did not win simply by opposing Republicans. They constructed a broader coalition that connected urban voters, suburban defectors, and younger or more diverse constituencies. That organizing effort is presented as deliberate and methodical, helping explain why Georgia became competitive before the 2020 cycle and stayed central afterward. Readers interested in campaign strategy can see how local political work, not just national messaging, changes outcomes when carried out over multiple election cycles. Fourthly, Republican adaptation, internal tension, and the loss of automatic dominance, although the book focuses on Georgia's Democratic gains. It also makes clear that Republicans were not unchanged observers of the shift. Figures such as Brian Kemp and other statewide GOP leaders are part of a political environment in which the party had to defend territory that once seemed secure. Bluestein shows that Republican power in Georgia became more vulnerable as national polarization, the Trump era, and changing suburban preferences complicated the old coalition. The result was not a simple collapse, but a struggle to adapt to new conditions. This is analytically important because it reveals how a party can remain strong while still losing the structural ease that once protected it. The book suggests that Republican politics in Georgia now require more active persuasion, turnout management, and message control than before. For readers, this section helps explain why once dominant parties can still win many races while no longer controlling the state's political identity in the same way. Lastly, journalistic method and the value of a reporter's account of political change. Flipped stands out because it is written by a working political journalist who has covered Georgia for years and observed the major actors up close. Bluestein's reporting background gives the book an insider's understanding of campaign dynamics, media narratives, and the personalities that shape state politics, while still aiming for a broad public audience. The book does not read as academic theory or partisan advocacy. It is a narrative political analysis built from interviews, campaign observation, and detailed institutional knowledge. That perspective is useful because it can connect election results to practical realities that are often missed in abstract political science accounts, such as how candidates communicate, how ground operations work, and how local developments become national news. At the same time, the book's journalistic form means its strength lies in synthesis and explanation rather than informal statistical modeling. Readers who want accessible but informed account of modern electoral change will find that balance especially valuable. In conclusion, Flipped is best suited for readers who want to understand how Georgia became one of the most important swing states in the country and why that change matters for American politics. More broadly, it will be especially useful for students of elections, journalists, political professionals, and general readers following Southern realignment, voter coalitions, and the post-2020 political landscape. The main benefit of the book is that it translates a complex shift into a readable account grounded in reporting rather than speculation. Readers come away with a clearer sense of how demographic growth, suburban change, candidate quality, and long-term organizing interact to alter political power. What distinguishes it from many books about elections is its combination of local specificity and national relevance. Instead of using Georgia as a generic example, Bluestein treats it as a case study in how a state's political identity can change under pressure from population growth, partisan conflict, and shifting civic engagement. That makes the book valuable both as a record of a defining moment and as a guide to how modern battleground politics works. If you would like to support Greg Bluestein, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.